I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Rioting over poor economic conditions this week in Guinea has paralyzed that small West African country. While the rioting has not directly impacted their staff, New Tribes Mission's Nita Zelenak says she's concerned over the effect on their ministry.
We do have 9 people with New Tribes Mission who are in Conakry, and they are keeping in their homes. We don't believe that this is any violence is directed against the missionaries. This is not against foreigners. It's strictly a unrest regarding the political situation.
It's the second violent nationwide strike this year, raising fears of instability. Be praying for Guinea. Next, a grant from the U.S. government will allow Cure International to not only help medically, but also spiritually. Cure was awarded $450,000 by the USAID's American Schools and Hospitals Abroad program. Cure's Craig Hammond says the money will be used for their Kenya hospital.
The increased number of patients that are coming, the increased number of trainees that are coming to the hospital, will give us a much broader field for Christian and spiritual outreach.
It's a construction grant that'll help them expand their work and establish a much-needed orthopedic surgery residency program. And in the midst of poverty, unrest, and violence that plagues Haiti, one ministry hopes to provide hope and a future for Haitian orphans. Bethany Christian Services' new Haiti adoption program is seeing amazing response already. Several families have begun the adoption process, and Bethany is excited to offer the opportunity to provide forever families to these precious Haitian children. Many children still need families of their own. Go to our website for more information. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term missions trips, go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip, where you can find hundreds of mission opportunities worldwide. I'm Ruth Bliss.